From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A St. Louis judge is set to rule on a request from Missouri Governor Eric Greitens to dismiss a felony criminal indictment due to mistakes by the prosecutor and an investigator. Circuit Judge Rex Burleson has said he will announce his ruling in a court session today. Greitens was indicted in February on a charge of invasion of privacy. He's accused of taking a non-consensual nude photo of a woman he had an affair with in 2015. Greitens has admitted to the affair but denied criminal wrongdoing. Attorneys for Greitens contend that a private investigator hired by the prosecutor has repeatedly lied to the court. They also allege that Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner knew he lied and that her office has withheld evidence from the defense. The Missouri Senate's top budgeter is proposing giving public K-12 schools $48 million more next year, which would actually mean about $50 million less than what House lawmakers approved. According to the Columbia Missourian, the House voted to add $98 million for the state's K-12 foundation. The foundation adds aid to public school districts around the state. This $98 million would be enough money to fully fund it for the second year in a row. Wanting to allocate more money for K-12 transportation, Senator Dan Brown proposed reducing that increase to $48 million and using the remaining $50 million in other areas of the budget. Senate budgeters and the House do appear to agree on steady core funding for public colleges and universities. Prosecutors in St. Louis have until Sunday to file charges against Governor Eric Greitens in connection with his alleged misuse of a charity donor list for political purposes. As Rachel Lippman reports, the deadline is possible, but not easy to meet.
There are two paths Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner could take to indict the governor. She could present evidence to the grand jury and ask them to charge him with a crime, or she could file a document known as a complaint, which would stop the clock. Either of those things could be completed by the Sunday deadline, says Washington University law professor Peter Joy.
It does really put a lot of pressure on the Circuit Attorney's office to make a call on, is this a case that they believe is worth pursuing?
Gardner is already under scrutiny for how she has handled the current criminal case against Greitens. He is accused of taking a semi-nude photo without the consent of the woman with whom he had an affair and then making it accessible by a computer. A judge will decide Thursday if that case will continue. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Governor Eric Greitens has filed a request for a temporary restraining order against the state's Attorney General Josh Hawley in an attempt to keep him away from the office's investigations into the governor. The Columbia Missourian reports the order says Hawley should be barred from probes related to Greitens because he called on Greitens to resign. Hawley's statement came after the release of a legislative report saying Greitens had violent, non-consensual sexual encounters with a woman in 2015. Greitens' attorney says the court should appoint a special prosecutor to handle any investigation or prosecution of Greitens. Hawley says it's a, quote, frivolous motion. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.